Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It is Wednesday, March 11th, 2020. Happy birthday to you if your birthday is today, and I think you know who you are. With me today, I have John Martellaro. Hi, John.
Hi, Kelly. Good morning.
I'm really glad you're here with me today because you and I are going to talk about something near and dear to your heart that actually came up as a result of an earlier show that we were doing where you and I were talking about Apple Watch, and you waxed philosophic about it yesterday, I would say.
Little bathroom humor, too.
All right. So tell us what it is about your watch that makes you so excited about it.
Well, you know, we hear so much about the watch being a health and fitness tool, and that's what made it so famous and so beloved and so popular. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking the other day that, well, that's good, and I keep track of my walking and my steps and occasionally my heartbeat for fun. What's notable for me is how it's changed my life in terms of phone operations in several ways.
Okay.
Having a telephone on your wrist. Now, I don't have a cellular Apple Watch. I have a Series 4 GPS only. But mm-hmm. It relays from the phone if it's nearby within Bluetooth distance. And I can see all the phone calls coming in. I can screen them. I can decide whether I want to answer or not. Often, the phone is not in the same room with me. I don't carry it around in my pocket all the time. I set it up on the desk and mm-hmm. sometimes on the charger, sometimes it's not, but mostly it's just propped up on the desk.
Yeah.
And when I'm doing dishes or I'm somewhere else in the office, the phone rings. And rather than go running over a scurrying cat and tripping, trying to get back to the phone in time to see and light it up and see what's going on and then swipe and answer, mm-hmm. I just do like a quick glance at my wrist. And I know whether it's worth running to answer or whether I should just, you know, answer on the watch or whether I should just ignore it. Mm-hmm. And that is really a time saver, and it really changes the way you handle phone calls. Now, I point out in the article that I'm not trying to be a slave to conventional phone calls, but I get a fair number of business phone calls, and sometimes sure. It's important to communicate with that person and instead of playing telephone tag. Mm-hmm. And so it's good to make that human connection sometimes when somebody answers. It's an important call. They want to be there to answer. Mm-hmm. And so I have this app that filters the calls to blocks out fraudulent calls. And I just look at my watch and it says fraudulent call and it's been blocked, you know. And so I know what's going on all the time. Mm-hmm. And my watch is always with me when I'm waking hours. And it's really cool to be able to use your watch as a screening tool, as an instant answering tool. And the thing about the watch is that the microphone and the speaker are really good. I've had extended conversations with people where it was inconvenient to move into the room where the phone was. And I thought I'd just continue carry on the conversation on the watch.
Yeah.
And nobody's ever complained to me. They say, boy, this is a really bad connection. Or are you using tin can and string? You know?
Yeah. Like, remember early speakerphone options on most smartphones. And then eventually like landline phones, handsets started getting a speakerphone option. And, you know, it used to always be very, very obvious when somebody had you on speakerphone in a variety of ways. Like, it really depended on, you know, the one you were using, but it used to be really terrible.
Didn't have any software to correct for echoing and things like that.
Right. And I, too, have had more than one conversation, you know, like you said, you know, being inconvenient. Like, what I really want to be doing is talking to the person who called me, but I'm in the middle of washing dishes and I got to wrap that up, or I'm doing something else, or, you know, I left my phone on my desk and went in the other room for a minute. And that's the minute that the phone rings with the call that I'm expecting or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So I have,
I don't know about you, but have you ever called somebody and left a message and said, call me back? Uh-huh. You know, and you wait and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait, and they don't call. And then you go to the bathroom and they call.
Yeah. The minute you quit waiting is the minute the phone rings.
Exactly.
And so I've used this feature a lot. This is part of where I think your article came from, was talking about, yeah, you know, it really is awesome to answer a call on your watch, or even more so to screen. Like I have shuffled a lot of phone conversation into other communication channels, depending on the conversation. But sometimes still a phone call is a phone call. Like, my mom is going to call me forever. My dad is going to call me forever. You know, there are other people who call, you know, people I need to talk to on the phone for whatever reason. And those phone calls aren't changing. A lot of them have changed. You know, my mom is better about texting for something that's just sort of, when you have a minute, can you help me with my computer? Or, you know, she wants to ask me a question about something and I can answer her when I have a chance to answer her. But if she wants to just chat, you know, she'll absolutely pick up the phone. And being able to answer on my watch is really great. And I think it's a thing that gets forgotten, like you said, because everybody thinks of it as this health device. You know, it tracks your steps and you can use it to work out and it reminds you to stand up. And pro tip, I saw this on Twitter from a friend of mine the other day, and I thought it made a lot of sense. And it was every time your watch reminds you to stand up, go wash your hands. I'm like, oh, that's a good tip. So now I'm sharing it with you. The other thing I like about, specifically about my watch, one of the things I use it for the most, oddly enough, is Siri. Because I can pick up my arm and have her read me the text message that just came in that I didn't see. Or set a timer. I use timers constantly.
Me too.
On my arm. I am always telling her to set a timer for some number of minutes. And I think and then remind me in an hour to do this because I thought of it this second and I don't want to forget again. So remind me tomorrow morning, I need to whatever. And she's really good about it. And I can even use her to add things to the grocery list at my house.
We have that set up. So it's great. A few weeks ago, I referenced an article by a professor in Spain who wrote a brilliant article analyzing the success of the Apple Watch. And he had an interesting little paragraph buried in the article that was just startlingly brilliant. He said, a lot of people go out and buy an Apple Watch and they have a drawer full of, you know, standard watches. And they think, well, I'll just pick the watch I want to wear today. Because a watch is a watch. And then they pick one of these other standard kind of watches and they spend the entire day looking for data that isn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was a great observation. The amount of data and information that's available to you on your watch is startling.
Especially when you go back, when you put on an analog watch or maybe don't have yours on or something. I've definitely found that. Because when I look at right now, for example, I look at my watch and I see... what my activity rings look like. I see when the sun sets, I see the date, I see the temperature, I have the workout start thing. I have, you know, a couple of other complications that are telling me different things. And then, so like to look at my arm and just get the time seems very odd to me now after all that. Cause even like the plainest watch faces that I use on my Apple Watch still have a little bit more information in them.
One of the things I use most is the outdoor air temperature. As you mentioned, it tells me how to dress in the morning. It tells me what to wear when I'm headed out for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the complication I probably use most.
Well, and like you, I need to know what it is right now and, you know, for the next half hour or whatever, right? Because they could be very different weather conditions over the course of the following 30 minutes. So, yeah, if I'm going to go out for a walk, I need to know, is it raining now and is it gonna? And though, you know, that could be up for debate, you know, and that also depends on where I am in Portland versus, you know, and like, you know, you need to know the same sort of thing because you have some volatile weather there at times as well.
Oh yeah. Colorado weather is very interesting. Yes.
Yeah. So I think, The thing, like I said, the thing that I find I use it for a whole lot is Siri. But what other things do you use it for besides timers and weather? And we talked about phone calls already.
My dock has the heart rate.
Oh, okay.
It has the timer. It has my workout so that I can monitor my my walks. It has the activity.
Mm-hmm.
It has messages. It has weather. It has my calendar. Calendar is prominent in my watch. That's probably what one of the, I think I talked about this before. One of the major features of the Apple Watch is the what's next.
Yes.
I have display where the calendar is front and center.
Mm-hmm.
And shows me what's next. And if I don't see what, and if I want to see what comes after that, I just tap the calendar and I see a sequence. I can scroll with the digital crown and see what's coming up after that. And knowing mm-hmm. what's coming up next on my calendar is really helpful to managing my day and not missing appointments and meetings and events. Yeah. So I think I've posted pictures of my standard displays, the date, the time, a calendar, the outdoor temperature, Apple stock, and time of sunrise or sunset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have found the sunrise one helpful, especially as the time when it gets dark overlaps with my general office hours so that I can look at it and go, oh, you know, the sun is setting in half an hour. Maybe I should turn the light on so I don't end up looking up, you know, pulling my head out of my monitor an hour later and suddenly it's dark and I don't know what happened. So
it's great in the summer and the spring when you want to do a sunset walk and you want to get back just when twilight finishes.
Yeah. Or even, again, planning your day, but in a more abstract sense. Like for me, how much time do I have to go finish that yard work? Or how long do I have to mow the lawn before it's dark? You know, that kind of stuff. I've also used it for those sorts of tasks. And yeah, you know, being able to plan a walk so you don't end up caught out when it gets dark and maybe you don't have your headlamp or something with you. You know, if you're a person who has a headlamp for that sort of thing, like I do, you know, you want to make sure that maybe you know, if you're going to be out late enough, you just want to make sure you have it with you. And so that's always handy.
Have you ever forgot to put your watch on in the morning and then you get somewhere and you realize you don't have your watch on? You start panicking. You feel like you've been de-Borgized.
I've had that happen a couple of times, but where it was that I ended up was just downstairs. So I just went back upstairs and put my watch on and solved it very easily.
It's an interesting feeling to be without your Apple Watch. It's a panic mode. Oh my God. Oh my God.
It is. Well, yeah. Well, but also like I'm used to it being there, and like I have the smaller one, but it's still a significant, you know, the band is a significant width. The weight of the watch itself is a non-zero amount. You know, I notice it when it's on my arm and I really notice when it's not. And I'm used to it being there. So when it isn't, I can very much tell. And Mr. Kelly has an Apple Watch. He does not wear it all the time. And I am very confused by this behavior.
Because, I am confused too.
Because he just, like, on the weekend, like, I'm like, but we're going out to work in the yard. Like, why don't you have that on so you get all that credit? You know, and he's like, I don't care. I'm like, how? Like, yeah, it is a completely foreign, like I look at him like he's from another planet. Like, what do you mean you don't care? Like, how do you not, like, yeah, you know, because I've also been the person who's been like 3 or 4 calories from closing the calorie ring and like paced back and forth while I was brushing my teeth to try and make sure I get it all in so I get them all closed.
There is such a thing as being a slave to your watch and being too obsessed with it.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I was going to buy a Series 5 because I thought I was going to be compelled to buy a 5 for it's always on display. And then I realized I didn't need it. I'm used to my Series 4. My wife's Series 2 started failing. And so we bought her a Series 5 for Christmas. And I asked her how she feels about the always on display. And she said, it doesn't do anything for me. I wish it weren't there. It bothers me.
I know a couple of people who have it. And I have noticed it.
Colbert has it because you can see it on when he does his monologue. You can see his watch display.
Even when his arm's down, you can see it lights up. I've noticed that when I've asked people who have Series 5. Like, you know, I can see, like, your arm is down and I can still kind of see what time it is on your arm. You must have a Series 5. Like, what do you think of that display? And of all the people that I've asked, I don't remember how many that is, but it's not zero. One of them said specifically, I used to have trouble getting it to light up when I picked up my arm to see. And now I don't have that problem anymore. So that was like the first thing I thought the always on would be handy for. And I haven't seen anybody really talking about it being super great. Like, I've seen people go, it's nice, but I've never seen anybody, you know, like you about phone calls. Like, oh, it makes my life so much better. It's so much easier. Everything's great.
Yeah, I think I figured that out, that it wasn't compelling. If I need to know what time it is, I either lift my hand the right way or I tap quick.
Yeah.
And I kind of like having a blank display when I don't need it. So.
And I've noticed that it doesn't it doesn't negatively impact me. It's not a thing I've ever looked at and been like, ooh, I really wish I had that. And I think I would if I was still on my Series 0 with the slightly larger display that came with the Series 4 that lets you have what I like to call the fire hose face, where you can jam complications in every corner and you can have four of them in the center. And if you're feeling particularly tricky, you can get something that goes around the time ring to show like your next appointment or whatever. So that one is the one I use basically all the time. That's my default.
Did you buy a cellular watch with a phone built in?
I did not, because I don't find myself without my phone often enough for it to be a compelling feature for me.
Yeah, same here. I mentioned that in the article. People who are going out jogging and don't want to take their phone with them, or they're going to swim, mm-hmm. do laps, you know, maybe they want to keep track of their activity, but they don't want to strap a watch to the arm, a phone to the arm. So,
yeah. And that makes sense. And like, yeah, if you're a swimmer, mm-hmm. I could totally see that. But I also know that I have at times been in places where, or in situations where I'm in location A and my phone is in location B. And which is not the same place. And I've still been able because I've connected my phone to the Wi-Fi where I was before, I was able to also get it. I was able to also get the same sort of coverage with my watch. So I was still getting text messages and being able to reply to them because somehow my watch was on the Wi-Fi where I was. So I still have not found a need for the cellular because I don't do a lot of running or swimming where I'm not going to have my watch with me, or having my phone with me would be inconvenient.
So in summary, there are about two or three key features that we're in love with and can't live without. And for me, answering phone and the timer and the calendar. Mm-hmm. And outdoor temperature, mm-hmm. and the health and fitness, and keeping track of my steps. So
yeah, I really like health, and I really like the phone, and I really like. I know that this takes a lot of different forms, but I also really like having my assistant on my arm and having S-Lady there to return a text or call, return a phone call, even or. Add to my grocery list or set a timer, because that's the bulk of how I set timers is right there. Having the ability to do that stuff makes me inordinately happy. And I feel like it makes things a lot better. And it's really like, I get why people really want it to be possible to do more on your watch than you can right now. But at the same time, I think sometimes not everyone is utilizing it as well as they could. But I also understand, like, I work from home and there aren't other people in my office listening to the weirdo over the cubicle while talking to her arm all the time. I understand that that's not a possibility for some people.
So. You know what's cool about the Apple Watch also?
What?
For every technology, there seems to be a downside. There seems to be, you know, a blessing and a curse with lots of technologies. Uh-huh. For the Apple Watch, just about everything is good and a blessing. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't come with negatives that irritate you. And you say, well, I have to live with that in order to get the positive. The watch is just all good.
Yeah, I haven't seen any like, oh, I'm, you know, oh, now I know exactly how long I sit every day and it's the worst, you know, or anything like right. that. Like, people aren't really complaining about that. And actually, the
or
thing
Apple's
that I was
listening in on my life, you know, they're seeking, right. and he's doing audio recordings of my daily activities, you know, yeah. oh, well, I have to pay for that, but I have to get the benefits and the downside. No, Apple doesn't do that.
Yeah. And I think that's a big reason why it's taken off the way it has is because all your health data stays right with you. So that's also great. Yeah. If you also have a love note for your Apple Watch, we would like to get those at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or as comments in the show notes. John, thanks for being here.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I'm your host, Kelly Gamott. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other.